The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Cahill Frail, Chairman, and Jeremy Skillington, CEO of Poolbeg Pharma. That's P-O-L-B. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin.
Justin, thank you very much.
Yeah, and you just announced you've signed an option agreement with the University of College Dublin for Meliovac and a licence to evaluate five other infectious disease portfolio assets. So we'll talk about that. Very exciting. Before we do, as always, still pretty much new to the market. There's some people not familiar with what you do. Could you explain what Poolbeg's all about, please?
Yeah, Justin Cahill Frail here. I'm the co-founder and chairman and largest shareholder in Poolbeg. We spun it out of Open Orphan. Open Orphan is very much a clinical trial company, and we're shaping it on another company in Germany called Evotech. Its roots was in the CRO, and it has now gone up 15-fold, about 7 billion, and it's now dual listed at NASDAQ. So that's, we're trying to copy, not compete, copy. And basically, it's basically get a lot of early stage products, get them to phase one, spend 2 or 3 million maximum each, and start to out-license them. So in summary, Poolbeg won't be ever raising funds again, not part of the agenda. We raised 25 million. That's more than enough to bring us through a range of portfolios, and there will be cash coming back in within the first couple of years, so self-funding.
Excellent stuff. Okay, let's talk about this bit of news here. Like I said, you've signed an option agreement for Meliovac with the University College Dublin. Tell us more about this, if you could, Kyle.
Look, it's simple. Jeremy will tell you more about the product and the sector itself and the disease indication, but simply, it's an option agreement with UCD. It's University College Dublin, one of the two larger Irish universities. Poolbeg is actively now doing due diligence. I'd be surprised if we don't complete a deal. And look, as per the original business model, it'll be a very modest upfront payment and then milestone payments as goes forward. It's for a very exciting product, which Jeremy will explain. And even more so, it's got five potential vaccine candidates coming through it. So maybe over to Jeremy.
Yeah,
well, in fact, Jeremy, take us into Meliovac. I'll avoid the name of the disease because it's quite complicated for me to pronounce. But tell us more about Meliovac, if you could.
Yes, I will. I just want to add, Justin, you know, I'm very excited about this from a Poolbeg, executing the Poolbeg strategy. Obviously, very infectious disease focused. We've been very busy the last few months looking at a number of opportunities, and this one is ideal. It's been driven by an academic, Professor Siobhan McLean. She's been working in this space for a long time. She received Wellcome Trust funding to drive this program forward. It's melioidosis is the name of the disease itself. It's the world's most important neglected tropical disease. And so she's developed Meliovac, a very interesting approach where she's got a platform to identify what proteins that bacteria use to bind to human cells, and there become the vaccines themselves. So the disease, again, many people wouldn't have heard of it, but it's actually, there's about 165 cases annually. And the shocking statistic for me is that 54% of those are fatal. So there, you go through a very long 6 months of antibiotics. They're very resistant antibiotics, but 54% fatality rate is exceptionally high. And Siobhan has developed a very exciting vaccine, and she's taken this forward. As I say, a very good, robust preclinical package, manufacturing process in place, etc. So very excited to bring this into Poolbeg so that we can bring it forward. And as Cahill says, we'll run the early clinical trials, proof of concepts, and then we'll partner with Big Pharma to do the bigger, more expensive, more risky trials thereafter. But yeah. Very, very exciting program.
Yeah. Do you know what's worrying is how many diseases out there we've never heard of that's fatal, really. So take us more, tell us more about melioidosis if you can. Where does it occur? How does it happen?
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, it's in the tropical, subtropical regions. And as I say, the numbers are quite high, very significant, severe. Now, there's concerns with climate change and global warming that they're regions where it'll be evident endemic is going abroad. There's been recent infections observed in Brazil where it never was before. So it looks like it's going to expand beyond there. So that's kind of unfortunate, as I say, from a climate change standpoint. But as I say, I mean, there's some very interesting statistics. It's one of these diseases that you have. It actually can come back. It can kind of reappear 30 years later, which is always very worrying. So they're pretty robust bacteria in that regard. And as I say, from our standpoint, standpoint, it's in a great shape, a really good preclinical package to move forward. The symptoms are pretty severe. You get pneumonia, severe sepsis, but, you know, beyond that, as I say, it's very severe for those people that get it. But as I say, Poolbeg, we're in a perfect position to advance and exploit these infectious disease assets that maybe hadn't been of focus, you know, prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. But now the world is turning towards infectious diseases. And as you say, you may not have heard of it before, but these are, you know, hiding in the weeds, as it were. And there's going to be more and more of these appear.
Yeah, well, just look at the figures there. Say, estimated 165,000 cases of melioidosis each year, as many as, well, close to 90,000 fatal. And if you think about it, you know, we've had a massive, you know, press coverage about COVID. And that in 1 year is not far off where we are with deaths in UK for COVID. So it's unbelievable how we've never heard about this, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, it is true. And as I said, again, you know, I'm excited about the Poolbeg strategy, where we will look at these underserved, you know, significant unmet medical needs, and we'll put our expertise to drive the programs forward. And I'm very excited to work with Professor McLean. As I mentioned, she's got a platform where she's looking at what proteins bacteria use to bind to humans. So there's five other programs that we're doing diligence on and looking to move forward as well. Again, you know, other rare diseases. But again, the thing about rare diseases is that you know, they're rare to us, maybe not elsewhere in the world. So there is significant markets here, and they are kind of, as I say, underserved. You know, so we plan to kind of develop and exploit that as best we can to come up with solutions.
Yeah. And Cahill, is this, you know, this kind of deal, can you expect more like this in the future for Poolbeg?
Absolutely, Justin. I know, look, in recent weeks, the natives have been getting restless. Our trusty shareholders, they were wondering why it's taking so long. Like, people have to bear in mind, it took us 6 or 9 months to get Open Orphan rocking and rolling post-IPO. So I think this is the first. Like, we did start out with 001 asset. Is the first of the new ones coming in. And absolutely, we've kind of guided the market. We want 5 or 6 of these assets, and we're kind of guiding that within the next couple of months. So you should see more in the coming weeks and coming months. So the whole idea, have a full, let's say, a full house of these assets, and then start working them through the system and start cashing some of them in as well. So, yeah.
Marvellous stuff. Okay. As always, Cahill, if you could, 3 reasons why someone should hit that follow button on Poolbeg Pharma and add you to their watch list, please.
Yeah, as usual, Justin, look, we want to be different from other AIM companies. So we're probably, again, I'm the largest individual shareholder, so we're probably the heaviest management team-owned AIM company. We are not going to be raising funds ever again. If people want to participate, they've got to buy the shares. The plan is one fundraise, it's done. And then finally, we have big ambitions. We really want to grow this. Like, our last life science company was Amrit. It's $1 billion enterprise value as of today. It's doing $250 million this year. That's Amrit. So there's no reason between myself and Jeremy and the team, we can't get Poolbeg to $1 billion within the next couple of years.
Marvellous stuff. Guys, thanks for chatting, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Appreciate it, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.
Take care.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.